With a heat wave that blanketed the region in the past few weeks, followed by torrential rain over the weekend, local crops don't seem worse for the wear. The real damage came in April. And farmers in the region are hoping for good weather on weekends when the Hudson Valley is hopping with farm-going tourists. Mark Adams of Adams Ferreacre Farms is president of the Dutchess County Farm Bureau. He says the heavy rain over the weekend was needed, especially for corn crops and the second cutting of hay.
Actually, we need more than just what we got yesterday.
When it comes to rain and flooding, many use Hurricane Irene and Tropical Storm Lee in 2011 as a gauge. Fortunately, the recent downpours did not come close. Chris Pavelski is a fourth-generation onion farmer at Pavelski Farms in the Black Dirt region of Orange County. He says there have been 5 inches of rain in 3 days.
In this case, when you drive in the area, the ditches are low. There's no water standing. It was dry. The ground, I mean, easily the first 3-4 inches the ground took. And, you know, some of it ran off a little bit when it came down heavier. But overall, the ground took it. So this is really beneficial. It would have been a lot better if it happened a month ago. But for, you know, some of the crops, it's a little late. And some of the onions, it's a little late. But for a lot of the crops, for majority of them, this is still coming in a great time, and this is going to really help them to continue to bulb and size and to produce fruit. So I'm actually very optimistic.
Plus, he says the rain could help to brighten the fall foliage season. Again, Adams.
Heat is not bad for corn as long as it has water. So the heat wasn't the problem. The biggest problem this year was the warm winter followed by a hard frost in early April, which devastated the peach crops, cherries, apricots, and a lot of the apples, because the blossoms came out early, and then they were knocked back hard by that frost, and actually the blossoms were killed.
Adam says that overall, Hudson Valley crops are in pretty good shape. Pavelski agrees, even though it has been dry since October.
During the spring and in the early to midsummer, we've had some rains interspersed at the right time. So the odd thing is, for a lot of the crops, until very, very recently, they looked really good. Onions were looking fantastic until about 2 weeks ago. And a lot of the greens that are grown down here, some of the farmers had to irrigate them, but they were looking pretty good too. And it wasn't until about 2 weeks ago when we had this, started getting the real high heat, that they took its toll. And then specifically the onions started showing it, where you saw the tips started to burn down and started to show some heat stress. But as I told one person, everything up to that point was as green as grass, except for the grass.
Now with the rain, the grass is greener, literally and figuratively. However, it's a different story with apples. Adam says he spoke with farmers who have lost half their apple crops, and this will cut into profits.
The trouble is, with the prices nowadays, if you don't have everything come out perfect, you're in trouble. I remember years ago when we were picking apples back in the 1950s, you could lose 90% of your crop, and the price of apples was so high that you still made money. Nowadays, you pretty much have to have 100% of your crop to break even. So it's more trouble now than it used to be.
New York Apple Association spokeswoman Julia Stewart says there was a lot of concern in the Hudson Valley about the impact of the April frost. And while there were areas hard hit by frost and hail, Stewart says the overall picture for the Hudson Valley and the state as a whole is positive.
The good news is that as the season has progressed, the picture has turned out to be much better than most people anticipated. We're expecting a very average crop from the region in terms of overall crop size. And bonus, we're expecting good fruit quality this year and ample supplies of the varieties that consumers are going to be looking for.
Varieties such as Ruby Frost, Snapdragon, and Honeycrisp, along with old standards like McIntosh, Cortland, and Empire. Reporting for WAMC News, I'm Hudson Valley Bureau Chief Allison Dunn.